Hi, I'm John Sebas, the Chief Technology Officer at the OSINT Institute. My comments today are a follow-up on the issue of a technical report that claims to have bombshell evidence of election hacking in Mesa County, Colorado. Last time, I provided three reasons why anyone should be skeptical about this report. First, the paper ballots provide the complete record of election results, regardless of what the report's authors say about their findings, meaning that the election results can't be proved true. Nope, paper ballots, still there. Second, the report's authors admit that they are helping the Mesa County clerk, but they don't mention that they're helping her in her capacity as a person of interest in a criminal investigation, and in fact, one that centers on exactly this election management computer and the data purportedly from it that this report is about. Now, the third reason, I'll go into more detail today. Now, the short of it is that somebody provided this data set to the report's authors, provided it to them to analyze, and these authors said that the data set was from the Mesa County Election Management Computer. But they have no evidence of that origin, nor of the integrity of the data. They're just taking it on faith because of what that somebody said. That somebody might have stolen the data from a Mesa County election management computer and might also have tampered with the data as well. Nobody really knows for sure exactly what was in that data set that the authors analyzed or where it came from. Now, the long of it, unfortunately, involves some specious technical claims the authors are making about checksums, and I'll try to unpack that here. A checksum is like a unique fingerprint of some data from a computer, such as a file or a web page or a disk image. The authors of the report were analyzing a disk image, essentially a copy of all the contents of a disk drive on a PC. They or I or anyone can compute the checksum of that disk image. Now suppose I tell you that I downloaded a copy of the disk image. An XYZ was the value of the checksum that I got, and that proved to me that the disk image is, quote, authentic, unquote. Then, suppose you download the disk image, you compute the checksum, and whew, look, it's XYZ, same as me. And then you conclude what? That your copy of the disk image is authentic too? Well, look, I could say that at the time the disk image was copied off of some computer, that very first copy had that same checksum of XYZ. But why would you believe me? I wasn't there at the time the first copy was made. Neither were the report's authors. They weren't present at the event where somebody copied a disk image off of a Mesa County election management computer. Whoever did it, maybe they computed a checksum of that first copy, but who do you know, who do you trust that has that first checksum? The entirety of the author's claims to have examined authentic data rests on hearsay about checksums of data that might or might not have come from an election management PC in Mesa County. Might or might not have been the exact original. Might have been a tampered copy. The authors can't tell you for sure. Checksums have no value by themselves. They're only valuable when there is a person you trust that can provide you a previously computed, previously published checksum value of some data that you have a copy of. If you checksum your copy and you get the same checksum as that person you trust said, then you can believe that your copy is the same as some previous copy examined by that trusted person. To repeat, a checksum is only as valuable as the trust that you have in a person who vouches for that checksum having been created from some original data set and previously publishing it. In this instance, there really isn't anything like that. I could go into some detail about how actual data provenance works in law enforcement investigations with top quality digital forensics. And believe me, it's a lot more than somebody saying, oh, I took a checksum and it's blah. But none of that happened. All we know is we have some video surveillance footage of some people sitting over a computer, copying some data off of it, and apparently doing it in a way that also destroyed the chain of custody and eliminated any forensic value there. As far as checksums go, all we have is hearsay, so the author's claims that their findings have real value is based just on a house of cards. And at the bottom of that house of cards is hearsay about what a checksum is. Now, that point about checksums only being as valuable as the trust as you have in somebody is a really important one. And it's also a basic idea that's behind the way that the state of Colorado ensures the integrity and authenticity of its voting systems. So maybe for another segment, we might return to that and explain how it is certainly not the case that Colorado state election officials are endorsing this report in any way. But it might be the case that Colorado law enforcement officials might have some evidence of that data set having been stolen from a particular computer.